A reading from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons through the insecurity of liars whose consciences are seared, who forbid marriage and require abstinence from foods that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believed and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. If you put things before the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ, being trained in the words of the faith of the good doctrine that you have followed. Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourselves for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hopes set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Command and teach these things. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of the elders laid their hands upon you. Practice these things. Immerse yourself in them, so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing you will save both yourself and your hearers. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Michael Matil, Grace Lutheran Church, Denison, Texas.
We have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially of those who believe. If Jesus died for everyone, why isn't everyone saved? I Googled that question recently, and the articles I found all said something different. Universalists believe that Jesus died for everyone, so everyone will be saved, whether they believe in him or not. Our Calvinist brothers and sisters maintain that Jesus did not die for everyone, but only for those he knew would believe in him. They'll use the scriptural term, the elect, to speak of these folks, and this teaching is often called limited atonement. There's the position that says the invitation to be saved is offered to everyone, but some reject it and do not receive the benefit of what Jesus did. These different positions all refer to Scripture to support their understanding, and Scripture clearly says that Jesus died for the sins of all people. 1 John 2:2, he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. However, we also find in the Bible that not everyone will be saved. In the days of Noah, the wicked died unsaved, as it was the case in Sodom and Gomorrah. But this was not just an Old Testament thing. When Jesus was crucified, one thief was told he would be with Jesus in paradise. The unrepentant one on the other side was not told that. People die unsaved, and you have probably known some people like that. So the question remains, if Jesus actually died for the sins of everyone who ever lived, then why does anyone go to hell? Again, some answer that Jesus died only for those he knew would believe in him. They'll cite passages like Matthew 25, where Jesus is separating the sheep from the goats, and put that with John 10, where Jesus calls himself the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. And they'll say Jesus died just for the sheep, but not the goats. Or in Ephesians 5, where it says Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, they understand this to mean that he died only for the church and not those who are not believers. So how do we reconcile those passages to ones like 1 John 4:14? We have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Or the passage here from 1 Timothy 4, Jesus is the Savior of all men, and especially of those who believe. This teaching of Jesus as Savior of all has been a disagreement in the church for a long time, and most likely it will be until Christ returns. Let me affirm something, though. anyone who puts their faith and confidence in Jesus as his or her Savior from sin has been saved. If you have faith that Jesus is your Savior, you are saved. And that's true whether you believe Jesus died for everyone or not. If you believe he is your Savior, if you trust that his death made payment for your sin, you get the benefit of everything he accomplished for you. Our Lutheran understanding of this issue is that all of these passages that I've cited are God's word, so they're all correct. If they appear to contradict, the contradiction is in us, not God. If you are saved, it's God's doing, not your own, and he deserves all the credit and honor and glory. If a person is not saved, it is because he or she has rejected God's grace, and the blame lies with that person, not God. I heard someone explain this teaching using the illustration of a meal. God has prepared a meal, and you have been called to come and get it. It has already been done for you. When you eat the meal, you receive it, and you get the benefit of it. Your eating of the meal does not make it real. It was already there and existed. The eating simply receives what was prepared for you. In the same way, faith does not cause God's forgiveness. That was earned by Jesus. Faith receives what Jesus earned. Some people will not eat the meal that has been prepared for them. Jesus died for all, and he is the Savior of all men. It's available to everyone. And those who put their faith in Christ Jesus as a result of the Spirit's work in their lives will reap the benefits of all Jesus earned. Lord Jesus, thank you for paying the penalty for my sins and giving me forgiveness and life that I do not deserve. Amen.
We thank Pastor Michael Mittell for this meditation on God's Word.